T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jim Rickman's done an unbelievable job since taking over the Reds. He's turned them around. We want to get into that, Matt Harvey and everything else. Jim, Mike Francesa on The Fan, WFAN in New York. Welcome. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
My pleasure. And you've done really a great job with this team since you turned it around. You have them over 500. They're playing good ball. You've really done a great job with the Reds.
Well, I appreciate that, Mike. You know, it's kind of the luck of the draw a little bit. You know, about the time I got back, we got Suarez back in the lineup. But, Eugenio Suarez. And then we made the trade where we got Matt Harvey. So, you know, it was some things fell into place about that time.
Now you're being modest. You've done a nice job. That team looked awful early in the year. They were 3-15. I mean, to do that, take a team that was that bad, and then to have them for a couple of months here play over 500 is a heck of an achievement, so you deserve credit. But let's get to Harvey for a second, especially of late. I've been watching, you know, I've paid with attention to his starts. I see you've been very careful with him, you know, very rarely a little past five, maybe 5 2/3. Maybe you're on notice after five with him. You want to go around 3 times lineup, whatever. What's been your strategy, and what do you see with him?
Yeah, you know, it has worked out that way. As you said, we haven't really had a plan like that. Actually, probably the best game he threw, he went 5 2/3, and the rain came. He was had a very low pitch count at that time. He was just dominating that day, probably was going to at least give us 7, if not 8 innings that day. But
okay.
The other outings, you know, he threw a lot of pitches the first couple innings, almost every time. And he minimized the damage, didn't give up a lot of runs, but there were runners out there. There was a lot of pitches thrown. And, you know, he would be like at 50 pitches in 2 innings, that type of thing. So then he would settle down and, you know, you get into the 95 pitch range before 6 innings. So, you know, there'd be a runner on base, maybe a left-handed hitter. So we bring in a left-handed reliever and kind of manage the game that way. But he has really done a great job. I think feeling stronger and stronger as he goes and fine-tuning his pitches and just really, really been our number one or two guy since he's been here.
And he stayed away from the home run for you guys. That really bit him since he came. You know, he's had the 2 brutal surgeries. We're going back years where he was, I mean, we go back to where he was as good as there was for a couple of years. He was unbelievable, as you know. And
yeah.
But, you know, the first 2 years he was just sensational. And then after that second surgery, but I notice he's not giving up the home run now. Have you seen some of the old dominance come back? Have you seen a little bit of his, you know, is he shown a little bit of that Matt Harvey attitude that we used to see? Have you seen that at all with him, or what has he been like as far as his makeup?
Yeah, we've seen some of that, and especially as he's gotten more and more confident, stronger and stronger. I think the not giving up the home runs is a product of, you know, he's just getting further and further away from that surgery. Who knows? He might be better next year than he is this year. You know, he may not even be. That surgery was so unique
yep.
that he went through. We
yep.
may not even know what the complete recovery is. But he's really fine-tuned his slider. I think that's one of the big things. You know, he's earlier he was giving up some homers and he was not striking people out. Now he hasn't been giving up homers and he is striking people out because he's found his slider again. That was such a good pitch for him in the past.
We're talking with Jim Rickman, who has done a great job with the Reds. You know, and you do have some unsung guys on this team. You really do. Guys like Suarez, Scooter Gennett, guys that aren't household names who have really had good seasons.
We really do, and our catcher is really a fine catcher. We signed him to a long-term deal last year. Tucker Barnhart, he really is outstanding back there. And you know, he's not a big guy, but he does the bulk of our catching. You know, we really are Billy Hamilton. You know, you see the highlights and stuff, but it's amazing what he does out there in center field for us. Our left fielder has 60 RBIs.
Yep.
He's hitting 200, but he's got 60 RBIs. And, you know, we get a lot of good performances. Peraza, our shortstop, Joey Votto, the All-Star game speaks
sure.
for itself. But Peraza is, I think he got 11 hits in the three-game series against the Cardinals, so really coming into his own as a player.
Yeah, and it, I mean, a guy like Jeanette, people that, you know, there's a guy that people don't think about too much. Now, I know your park's a good park for a hitter, but still, I mean, when you have a guy getting that many extra base hits and having the kind of year he has, you don't see too many guys hitting 300. He's had a heck of a year so far.
He really has. You know, he did this last year for us, had almost 100 RBIs. I think he had 97 and 460 at-bats, and so, you know, he comes back this year, and he's pretty much right back on that same pace. His home runs, you know, they basically, I think they're about equal home and away. So our park
okay.
might help him a little, but he does hit him on the road. And he's such a high-energy guy. This guy is really fun to manage. He brings it every day. You know, when the game is over, he's exhausted. He's into everything out there. He's moving outfielders. He's talking to the catchers. He's working with Joey Votto. He's helping me manage the game. He's into everything. You know, he's a lot of fun.
Jim, when you were talking with Jim Riggleman, who's done a great job with the Reds, you've been around this game a long, long time. When you see the game as it is now, with all the shifts, with what the shifts do into the batting averages, with all the everybody trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark and it being such a power game, strikeout, home run. You like the game now, or do you think the game needs to return a little bit to the way it used to be?
Well, I do. I'm not in favor of the home run or strikeout thing that's going on. I mean, you know, it's an honor and a pleasure to manage the game, and you adapt, and I love it. But, you know, in a perfect world, you know, you put a bunch of athletes out there who can hit line drives and run the bases and play defense. And, you know, that's what, you know, as I'm speaking of that, I'm thinking of George Brett.
Sure.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, he was a walking line drive.
Oh, great hitter. As good a hitter as I ever saw, as a matter of fact, I'd say, yeah.
He was really Tony Gwynn,
yep.
same way,
yep.
you know, just an all-around baseball player, base runner, defender, high average guy, didn't strike out much. You know, a lot of action on the bases. We saw more stolen bases in those days. Personally, I like the game more that way. But, you know, I don't know where it's going to go. You know, I don't know if we're going to continue in this direction. Some people say it's going to. Others say it's cyclical and it'll go back the other way. I like the Tony Gwynn, George Brett type of hitters myself.
You know, how about you coming back and having this success? Have you had a change? Have you been able to adapt to the new way with all the analytics and everything? How have you managed the old way and the new way?
You know, I've been asked that a few times, and really, for me, the difference between managing before and managing now for me is really pitcher usage. You know, we handle our pitchers differently.
Yep.
It was nothing in the 90s when I was managing the Cubs. I'll throw a name at you that most of your fans would not even remember, but a kid named Terry Adams
yep.
was a good reliever. He 2 years in a row gave me 100 innings, and nobody blinked. By the time I was managing the Nationals, Tyler Clifford would give around 90, 92 innings. And now, you know, you really don't even think of your relievers going 90 innings. If they go 80, that's kind of the limit now. I know there's a two or three guys on a pace for 90 plus as relievers, but very few. Whereas, you know, wasn't that long ago, there were a lot of relievers that would give you over 100 innings.
Absolutely. And now you have so many more relievers too. I mean, you know, teams are carrying so many pitches. It's unbelievable.
Well, you're carrying more pitchers, which limits your moves you can make in the game.
Yep.
You know, people just think they throw that number out there. Okay, yeah, we're going to carry more pitchers. Well, if you're carrying more pitchers, you got less guys on the bench that you can pinch hit, pinch run with, double switch with. you know, it limits what you can do because your pitchers are not throwing as many innings.
How do you feel about the DH? Where you hear today the Tony Clark saying he has the votes to get it passed with the players, the DH in the National League. Do you think we're headed towards one set of rules in the DH in the National League?
I'm afraid we might be. I'm a National League guy. You know, I love the National League game. I would adapt whatever they come up with, but I just think it's a much more interesting game. For me, it's a better game. But, you know, I like the pitcher hitting. And the thing is, if you go to pitcher hitting, you can't do that right away. You know, there's some clubs who have already set themselves up for their DH for the next 2 or 3 years at least. So it'd have to be something you'd say, we're going to do this starting in the year 2022 or whatever. Whereas if it goes the other way, if it's universal DH, you could pretty much do that next year.
Yeah, which is going to happen because they're never going to get rid of a high-paying job anyway. You know that. So, I mean, that's become a high-paying job. We know the economics. But tell me this, Jim, honestly. I know you don't like to take a lot of credit for this, but you walked into a team that was just awful. I mean, it was 3-15, couldn't get out of its own way. What's the first thing you told these guys?
Well, you know, basically what I said was, we cannot just do things the way we've done. I'm going to ruffle a few feathers. We're going to do a few things different a little bit different scheduling on our pregame. I may pinch hit for some people who haven't been pinch hit for. But if we go along like we are and we just say, oh, yeah, we're okay, you know what? We're not okay. We're 3-15. We're not okay. So, you know, if you're happy being 3-15, there's the door. You might as well walk out of it because we're not interested in having it. So let's, if you can't accept that, you know, and it's kind of what I went through with the Nationals when we were 26-61.
Yep.
I told the players, look, this is not satisfactory. We have to change some things up. If we do everything the same and we continue to lose, it's ridiculous. We have to try some different things, and our players have been very, very receptive to that.
There was a lot of thoughts, Jim. One last thing, and I appreciate the time. I was talking with Jim Riggleman, who's done a great job with the Reds since he's taken over. A lot of thoughts that Harvey would be on a block and he'd be moved, to a contending team if he pitched well. Are you guys looking to keep him, or do you think he's going to go somewhere?
We would love to keep him, I tell you that. I mean, this guy has just been outstanding for our younger pitchers. He's, I just can't say enough good things about him. He needed a change of scenery. That happens. And, I'm sure he was handled tremendously in New York. But, he and his agent, I think, have probably had a conversation where they
You
said,
hit it
hey.
Right. He needed the change of scenery. You hit it right on the head.
Yeah.
He desperately did. You did. You hit it right on the head. He needed one. And I'm glad it's worked out well for him. I really am. Because he was a really good pitcher at one time, as you know. He really was. So it's good to see him showing some of that. And keep it up. You've done a great job with this team. Congratulations.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate
My pleasure. Thank you. Jim Riggleman on a lot of things, including Matt Harvey, who you heard him say they love what they've gotten out of him with the Reds, and he has pitched well. I think he's 5-3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.